Aalto University Podcast.
I would maybe like to just say that even if it feels sometimes that a Finnish person is not that chatty with you, it's most likely not because they don't want to get to know you. Have the courage to also be active towards Finnish students, because most likely they will want to get to know you and get new friends. And also students that have studied in Aalto before, like myself, it might sometimes feel that they already have their friend groups and they don't want to maybe get to know people, but I'd also dare to say that most of them would always want to welcome a new friend. So keep that in mind.
The Best Thing Today, a podcast series by Aalto University psychologists. Today, Paula Sjöblom and her very special guest, Maria Karesoja.
Today, we are going to talk about what it's like to study master's in Aalto University. And I have a master's student here with me in our studio. You are warmly welcome, Maria. I'm very happy to have you here.
Hello, from my part as well. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. Well, yes, I'm Maria. I'm a fourth year business student in Aalto, and then I'm majoring in information and service management. And in addition to studies, I'm also quite active in the student community, even now as a master's student still.
Thank you. It's very nice to hear something about yourself. It's interesting for me and also for our listeners.
Yeah.
My name is Paula, and I'm a study psychologist here in Aalto. So Maria, we have had a phone conversation before, so I know a little bit about you. And I know that you have studied your bachelor also in Aalto. How is it different to be a bachelor or a master student? Or is it different?
Well, for me, it's not that different. I'm still me. I'm in the same campus. I still have my familiar friends, so it's quite similar. But of course, the studies are a little bit different. For example, maybe the workload is a bit bigger than it was during bachelor's, and professors expect a bit more from you as a master's student as well. And yeah, basically just everything with studies is more in depth. You get much deeper into things and you kind of see things are connected to each other. So yeah, that's kind of how it's different study-wise. So some differences, but not too big.
Mm-hmm. So maybe this is something that you could look forward to, that there is something that really interests you and you can choose those courses that you find interesting.
For sure. And of course, as you've chosen your major, you're most likely interested in it. And then it's so nice to kind of, maybe in your bachelor's, it's much more on the surface. You kind of hear about interesting concepts, but then you don't get too much into them. But then in your master's, you really start to see that you gain knowledge about things that you're interested in. And that's, I think, kind of the greatest thing.
Hmm. You have been here in your bachelor's in Aalto, but do you have some friends? Do you know somebody who has studied outside of Aalto, their bachelor's? And how has it been for them?
Yeah, I have a couple of friends. Of course, a lot of people come also from outside of Aalto, so it's not only a few people. But well, what I've heard from my friends who also study business, of course, the transition might have been more drastic for them, switching schools, and even some it's been switching countries. So of course, it's been an adjustment for them, and they've had to adjust to this new environment. But I think what they've told me is that the biggest thing that they were looking forward to was to feel the community and get new friendships and feel that they fit in. And I think that they have been able to find that just by being active themselves. But yeah, of course, there have been some difficulties. It might not be the easiest transition, but I think they have now found their place, hopefully.
Nice to hear that. And of course, we all have our own backgrounds. So of course, All the changes, they are a bit different for everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
So there is a lot of activities here in campus and also hobbies. You can do so much here. But how do you find those activities? If you start master's studies here in that case that you haven't studied here before?
Well, yes, there are so many things to do in Aalto and in Otaniemi. It can actually be quite like even daunting to see how many different things you can do and how many, like, we have clubs for everything. Whatever you're interested in, there's most likely some kind of a group or society doing what you're interested in, and there are a lot of opportunities. Of course, maybe some are a bit more forward, like a bit more for bachelor students, and some a bit more for masters. But of course, there are also places where you can go, like, regardless of what level you're studying. Can be from, you know, your guild or KY or wherever you study. They might organize some kind of things that you can go to, but then also just AYY or the Aalto community as a whole has a lot to offer.
And of course, you also have to be a bit active to enter those.
For sure. Sometimes there's this misconception that if you're a master's student, you are just career oriented already, or you're in your work life and or you're just about your studies. And of course, for some people, that might be the case, and that's completely fine. But just kind of to let people know that it's like also possible to be active in even in your master's. You don't have to be a serious adult just doing schoolwork or work. You can still attend all kinds of events and
yeah. And enjoy student life as a whole. I think that's important to remember, that make the student life so that it looks like your life.
The best thing today.
So you already said that some students might have quite work-oriented their perspective in their master levels, but maybe not all. Yeah. What do you think about that topic?
Well, as many master students that there are, that many kind of different approaches there are to how you kind of look at life and what you do during your study years and so forth. So a lot of different stories here. But yeah, some people are career oriented already when they're bachelors, and or not even career oriented, but they're more in the work life already. But then some are not, and everything's just completely okay. And you know, kind of build your own path. And for example, for me, I have no idea what I want to be doing really. And I'm supposed to graduate in a year or two. So you don't have to know, or you don't have to be in the job that you want to do once you graduate, or you don't need to know what that might be.
There's no rush.
Yeah.
I think that's a good message.
Exactly. You can, like, you have so many years to work after you graduate. So, you know, just enjoy your student time.
That's a good message. Yeah. And maybe it's also good to talk with other students that what would you like to do when you graduate, and also in that way that there is people who are in the same stage of life than you, and in that way that you don't have to know for sure, that but you can, it's something that you can wonder together and talk about it in a very wide perspective.
Yeah, definitely. And I think quite often it can even, if you're not certain of what you might want to do, or if you feel a bit worried about the future, it sometimes might feel, or at least I sometimes feel, that everybody else, they know what they're doing and they have it all figured out. But really, even if it's a cliche, I think it's very important to talk about it and saying that you might have some concerns, or you might have these worries about your future. I think people will be grateful that you brought them up, because most likely you're not the only one thinking that way, and people will really relate to that, and they will just thank you for bringing it up.
I'm sure if somebody brings it up, they are not the only one.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it was very, very nice that you told me and told our listeners, but still you have a lot of possibilities. And
yeah, I'm sure my parents would like to hear this, but they don't have to know.
Yeah, maybe we don't tell about this podcast to them. Yeah. How about international students? They also, sometimes when they enter Aalto, they have a bit different situation.
Yeah, well, I was talking before, I talked about a couple of my friends who've come from elsewhere. One of them did their bachelor's abroad. She is Finnish, but I think still kind of not the same rules, but similar things apply to her as well as for people that are from elsewhere as well, that it is a different culture. It's a different student culture as well. Of course, we need to recognize that those are also a little bit different, like the Finnish culture, and then there's the Finnish student culture. But then both of them are different for people who come up from abroad. Maybe what I would like to say to them, or what I've maybe heard sometimes, is that Finns might seem a little bit shy or a little bit even cold sometimes. I promise you, most of us are not, but it's a cultural thing where maybe Finnish people in general are a little bit like more quiet than in a lot of other cultures. So I would maybe like to just say that even if it feels sometimes that a Finnish person is not that chatty with you, it's most likely not because they don't want to get to know you. It's just because we're built that way. So have the courage to also be active towards Finnish students, because most likely they will want to get to know you and get new friends. And also students that have studied in Aalto before, like myself, it might sometimes feel that they already have their friend groups and they don't want to maybe get to know people. But I'd also dare to say that most of them would always want to welcome a new friend. So keep that in mind.
Yeah. And after these 2 years that we have studied quite a lot remotely, many, many students, they miss friends and they don't have enough friends. So even if Finnish people, we are not that good in small talk, but still we want to get to know people. And I think also that many Finnish people are very proud if they have friends outside of Finland.
Yeah, for sure it is. And it's always nice to be able to travel and be able to say that. Yeah. I have friends from here and from there and from everywhere.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Do you have friends from somewhere?
I mean, not as much that I would like to have, but I do. Yeah. I've traveled a bit.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Maria, if you were a new student, what would you like to ask me? I'm a study psychologist and I'm a staff member.
I need to now, you know, try and put myself in the shoes of a starting student, but maybe something that would be interesting and something that maybe even I am not that familiar with is kind of just like, what kind of support can I get from the school, or what kind of resources do you have to offer?
In Aalto, we have many services for students, but one thing I want to mention, it's a starting point of well-being. And it's a name that it's good to remember. Mm-hmm. And just put it in all the web pages and you will find a lot. So if you want some support, for example, your studies, so there is a people who will help you. And it's very easy. There is a face-to-face services and also online services. So starting point of well-being.
Can I actually ask, like, who are in the starting point of well-being?
Yeah.
Like what kind of people?
It's a good question.
There?
Yeah. For example, us, study psychologists, we are there. And then we have also study counselors. And there has been also from the student healthcare. And also all the chaplains.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Very easy open events that you can just enter there and drink a cup of coffee and talk with a study counselor for a while. And if you, for example, look for friends or look for a hobby, that's also a place to start. So starting point of well-being, remember that.
All right, yeah. I need to remember that as well.
Yeah.
And then one other question that kind of popped into my mind is just, if you could give one piece of advice for a new master's student, what would that be?
Be active and talk with people, and also that you don't have to participate everything that it's in the first weeks, that you have time, you have plenty of time. But if you just have time and energy, participate some events and talk with people and be active and try to make your life look as your own.
Yeah, it's a very good advice.
Yeah. And how about you? The same question.
Well, kind of related to what you said, come to campus if you can, if you're interested, because you'll see soon that there are so many things that happen around here, so many random things that you'll miss if you're not here. There are weird traditions, there are some kind of pranks going on. There are so many, just as I said, random things happening around the campus that I assure you that you don't want to miss, and they make, you know, studying much more fun because you're in campus and you get to experience those things.
One last question for you, Maria. I would like to know, and maybe also our listeners would like to know, what has been the most memorable thing for you as a student so far? And maybe also if you think about after a few years, what are those things that you might remember?
This is going to be a very much a cliche, but it is the people that I've met and that I've gotten to know. I might remember some things from courses and lectures, but it's mostly about kind of the interaction with people. And not just kind of the friendships that I've made, but also these smaller encounters with people that I didn't expect that would make my student life kind of more rich. What I mean is just, you know, as I said, if you come to campus, you also get to experience these little moments where you just say hi to somebody you've met in class, or you might have a quick chat with a professor that you never thought that you would get to chat to. Also, just what's memorable is the atmosphere of being at the university, like walking to the library to study when it's nice outside during fall or something. These are very cliches, I know, but they are the things that I'll remember and not the specific theory from a course. The professor might not like this either, but you know.
many times the cliches are true.
Yeah.
And it comes from the real life, so that's nice to hear that. So thank you, Maria. It has been a very nice to talk with you and very nice to listen your story as a student here in Aalto.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's been a pleasure on my behalf as well.
I also want to thank all our listeners. Have a nice time here in Aalto University. And remember also to check our other podcasts.
Aalto University Podcast.